College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
TK Tyler Kennedy, Penguin Stanley Cup champ, joins us right now, brought to you by our friends at Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. Penguin's schedule came out today. They will open the season in New York against Mike Sullivan's Rangers. Another highlight, in November, they will play two games in Sweden against the Nashville Predators, November 14th and November 16th. Tyler, you probably have fond memories of your trip to Sweden with the Penguins back in 09 when you won the Stanley Cup, right?
Yeah, I had a pretty hot start, actually. I think I had maybe two goals in two games right off the bat. I think I was on pace for like 82 goals that year.
You scored the first goal of the NHL season that year. You scored 40 seconds into the first game.
Exactly. I scored the first goal, and then I scored the OT winner in the second game to get two wins. And again, I was just I had a real good start to the year. But just going over there was just a cool experience. Just getting out of like the everyday NHL schedule was nice, and even bonding with the guys. They had a lot of, like, you know, treasure hunts for the boys.
Treasure hunts? What goes into treasure hunts in Stockholm or whatever?
Treasure hunts.
Or, you know, just going around the city finding different artifacts or anything.
Were you guys boozed up for that?
And finding all the coolest bars in Stockholm or whatever.
It was during the day, but I know, like, I was young, so I think it was my second year, and I was my second year. Like, I literally had half a year under my belt, and I didn't go out as much as I wanted, but, you know, being a young guy here, you know, you hear the guys, oh, we went out last night, we went out the year before. Maybe that's why I had such a hot start, because I was staying in every night because I was a rookie. But, no, it was a phenomenal place, like, just phenomenal.
I feel
just,
like Sid, knowing what we know about him, he loves history. He's, like, a very interesting guy, even though we don't know a ton about him. We know that he has, like, a lot of interests away from hockey. I bet he was just a hog and slop over there in Sweden, looking at architecture. I bet he was just getting into it like that. Like, not even going out so much, just, like, being a true tourist on that trip.
Well, I think a lot of us were, just because it was the first time that we all went over there as a team, and we were all exploring like a different city that no one's been to, from the restaurants and everything, and especially Sid. Like, you know, he was the leader of the pack, and he knew, you know, how to get the guys together, what to do, you know, to make it a good bonding experience. Like, I think it's great that they're going over there in November. I think it helps you get close as a team. It takes a lot of the distractions of, you know, the fans, your family, all that stuff, so you can really focus on the team.
And you guys didn't have any Swedes on that team, did you? To, like, you know, kind of show you around? I'm looking through here. I don't remember there being a Swede on your team that year.
No, I really don't think we did, but what was kind of cool, we go out a lot, you know, and I remember, like, one bar was, like, empty, and one of the guys called Matt Sundin from the Toronto Maple Leafs. And yeah, they're like, hey, we're at this bar, it's empty, like, can you help us out? And within like 25 minutes, the bar was packed. And it was like, oh, this guy's got some pull in the city, you know? And that was like a big eye opener for a rookie, being like, oh, you can give a call and, you know,
yeah,
35 smoke shows show up and like all these guys, you know, it was a cool experience.
Paul Bissonnette averaged a robust 4 minutes per game in that global series against Ottawa.
I don't think Biz was staying in too much that trip. No. You know, I know he had a lot of fun. A lot of guys had a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk about these current Penguins for a second, because there's another report this week that the Mario interest is real and it's spectacular, and that these guys really do want to buy the team back. So, you're on the golf course. You're around people that know the Penguins. You have a great relationship with the Penguins. What the heck do you think's going on here, Tyler?
Well, usually when there's smoke, there's fire, right? And I think I really haven't heard much, to be honest. Like, even around the Penguins, I haven't heard much. But I think those guys are looking at the team and where they're at and the ownership part of it and thinking, you know, I think those three know how valuable having Mario Lemieux involved in the ownership part of it and having his say. You know, I do think we're missing part of that right now, is having a guy like Mario involved with the team. And I think they know that. And I think when you do that, it adds so much value. I think it adds people in the seats. And Mario's got such a great team around him that I think it would really help the Penguins. So if this is true and this kind of goes down, like, this would be huge news. You know, this would be huge for, you know, Pittsburgh and the city, the team, you know, seeing where it goes. You know, obviously he knows what to do.
And how about for Sid? I think Sid would probably love that, don't you think? That would probably make things easier on him as far as sticking it out here and enjoying the rest of his time here if it's Mario back in the fold.
Yeah, like when you think of, like, I feel like when you think of the Penguins' heydays, like the 09, 16, 17, you know, that whole group of years, Mario was heavily involved in the team. You know, just from even playing and seeing him upstairs in his box watching you, to him and Pierre going on the plane with their golf clubs going down to Florida and saying hi to you on the plane. Like, that kind of stuff makes you want to play for the Pittsburgh Penguins. You know, that's the kind of stuff you tell your teammates and you tell the radio show later in your career. Like, this was one of the coolest moments when Mario came back going to Florida and said, hey, great job, keep it up, you'll be here a long time. You know, Wow. Stuff like that. That was like stuff I'll never forget.
TK, to the extent you know Mario personally, what do you think is motivating him in this? Just itching to get close to the game again, like the competitive juices? What do you think it is?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think, you know, there's some stuff that probably maybe happened that he probably wanted to change the outlook of it. I think he's a competitor. You know, I think he enjoys turning things around and getting things in a different direction. But I think it's just an opportunity, and he's a very smart guy. He's got an unbelievable team around him. And again, I think he's a competitive guy, and he doesn't like seeing the Penguins not make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You know, so seeing him kind of sit back and be like, hey, maybe it is time to get back involved and see what I can do.
TK, thanks so much. We'll talk again next week, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.